This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update, October 22nd, 2021. Here's 8 to 9 stories that we're following today. First, stock futures mixed this morning with the S&P slightly up, the NASDAQ slightly down. We'll see how that plays out through the day today. Second, the 10-year Treasury yield reaches up to 1.67%. Fed Chairman Powell is giving a speech today. I think we could expect that 10-year Treasury yield over time to keep on gravitating up. Third, new jobless claims came in at 290,000. This is a pandemic era low. Total unfilled jobs fell one bit to 10.4 million. This is a sign of movement in the right direction. There's still a lot of unfilled jobs. August saw record resignations of $4.3 million. Fourth, Portillo's, Chicago-based hot dog and fast food chain, went public. They took $400-something million out of the game. They're raised about $400-something million. It's one of my parents' favorite places, so we're intimately familiar with Portillo's. Just fantastic. Fifth, Intel is down as it tries to reclaim its chip dominance. A really challenging spot for a company that was for so long at the very top of the chip business. It no longer is, but still very strong. Sixth, Chipotle's earnings continue to knock it out of the park. And of course, Chipotle is a fan favorite. Whether healthy or not, people love it. Their stock was mixed on this as they maybe expected greater earnings, but their earnings are hitting it out of the park. Seventh, Snapchat falls by 20%. That's a big fall for Evan Spiegel and Snapchat. Eighth, Honeywell struggles. They cut their full-year sales estimates. Honeywell is one of these industrial behemoth Dow-type companies that says that they're going to have trouble based largely on supply chain issues. So fascinating to watch. Finally, ninth, Carlyle CEO Kusan Lee gave a fascinating interview a couple weeks ago for Reuters, where he discusses a broad range of issues about ESG investing. And Carlyle has $270 billion under management. He also discusses their Medline transaction, this concept of growth equity investing and where private equity sits today and where its future is. And sort of, you know, this whole mix of big, big business investing plus more venture investing, and a fascinating discussion by Kusan Lee about where Carlyle sits. Carlyle is one of the industry behemoths in private equity for a very long time. In any event, that's all we've got today for 9 stories we're following today for the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you very much for listening.